Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Why Won't You Date Me? It's a podcast where I try to figure out why I'm so fucking single, even though I'm like, truly, I'll suck your dick for days. I'll back that ass up. I will do so many things to have a boyfriend, and it's just not working. Anywho, my guest today, ooh-wee, what a fucking treat. I love him so much. We've done improv together. He's on a sketch team called The Birthday Boys. They had a show on IFC. He's on the show Love on Netflix. He's just the best. His name is Mike Mitchell.
Hey.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Mitch.
Thank you for having me. That was the best intro I've ever had in my life. It's great.
Mitch, thank you so much.
Of course.
For being here.
It's a pleasure. You're one of the funniest. You're one of the greats.
Mitch, you're one of the greats. Mitch and I recently did an improv scene together that made zero sense, but was very funny.
I agree. That sounds like a lot of them.
So, Mitch, are you single right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And are you on any dating apps?
I am, yeah. Yes, are you on Tinder?
You're on Tinder, Bumble.
I am on Tinder and Bumble, but I don't really look at them too much anymore.
Why? Have you given up?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to. Like, I've gone on dates and recently I've gone on dates, mm-hmm. and I've dated. Do you really want a relationship? Do you want that?
I do. I have come to a point in my life where I would like to. So, okay, I'm not down on the whole like, ugh, I have to like call and text someone every single day.
Yeah.
But then I think it would be nice to have someone call and text me every single day.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, like it would be nice to be like, oh, Friday night, I don't have to like make plans. I could hang out with this dummy that I'm dating. Or like, I'm horny. I can fuck this dummy I'm dating.
Yeah. So I got a question for you. When you're using those apps, you don't go out on multiple dates? I feel like everyone does.
I do.
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, that's the weird question of, like, are you, like, officially seeing someone?
For me, if we go on 3 or more dates, I'm seeing you.
I got you.
But I'll go out on another date with somebody else, too. Mm-hmm. But if I'm, like, truly feeling you, me, myself, I may stop seeing other people.
Yeah.
And then if it's like progressed more than like a month or something, then I'll bring up like, hey, are you still like dating other people? And they're like, yes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, this is more serious than it is.
I get what you're saying too, but mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at the point where I want to make sure that this is someone like I really am invested in and like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing right now. Is like I'm like, But you know what? I'm very weary of everyone, so it's hard. Uh-huh. It's hard. And also, I like to be alone. I figured that out recently.
Oh, you do like to be alone.
I like to be alone. I like to have a big bed to myself. It's great. I don't want to share a bed, like sharing a bed. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like when you first meet a girl or something or a guy, mm-hmm. and like my stomach hurts because like I I'm afraid or nervous or something, mm-hmm. and don't want to go to the bathroom in front of them.
So, yep. Yeah. You don't want to take a shit in front of
you don't want to take a shit around them. You're holding stuff in. Your stomach hurts. Then you share this bed and it's a tight space.
And then you can't fart.
Yeah. You can't fart in your bed. You have to get up. You have to get
go
up.
To like the kitchen to fart.
Yes. That's terrible. Going to the kitchen to fart, like, and then like you go to the kitchen to turn on like the sink to fart or something. Like it's and they're like, why did you go to the kitchen at 4 a.m. and turn on the?
It's like, I don't know. I needed to hear the water.
Yes. Yeah. And I my place, you can hear every room. It's bad. So
yeah.
And I got two cats. They sleep in my bed. I don't know. I like my own bed. I like my own bed and I like to sleep.
What size bed do you have?
I got a queen size bed.
Okay. Maybe you got to get a California king.
I might have
king.
To get a California king at some point.
I think I need a king size bed.
Yeah.
I have a full size bed right now. Like,
no.
I know.
That's so bad. What the fuck?
I know. And it's.
I think we figured out this whole show.
I'm single because I sleep on a full size bed.
I think you need to get that king size bed. I think it would help.
Well, at least it's not a twin bed. Here's why I have.
Well, yeah. If you bought a twin, you moved to California.
I would be a sociopath if I was like, I would just sleep on my twin bed with just me.
Have you dated anyone out here who's had a twin? I can't think of anyone who's had a twin bed.
No, I haven't dated anyone out here with a twin bed.
I think you know. I think I know two people who might have a twin bed. So I shouldn't say
really?
That.
Really? Yeah. Well, they're a sociopath. Both of them are crazy people. I fucked a dude in New York who had a twin bed. He was doing a terrible Obama impression, and mm-hmm. I was like, I'll go home with you. And I was on top of him. He's like, let's switch. And he was like, you know, trying to get it in. It was not working because he was not hard. He was just trying to, like, mash his limp dick in me.
Yeah.
And he was like, move. And I was like, what? He was like, move. So then I moved, and then he just started power puking into the bed.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. And then I was like, oh, he was like, don't look at me.
Was he doing this all in an Obama voice? Or
I wish. No, he had transitioned to his own dumb voice.
Yeah.
And then bummer. I lost my bra. I was getting dressed too quick and I left my bra there and it was my good bra.
Wait, hold
on.
You're getting, okay. It was lost before you were getting dressed too quick. Like,
well,
sounds like zany cartoon. Like a cloud of dust was around you as you were throwing stuff on.
I gotta get my clothes on. I mean, I kind of live my life like a cartoon. Anytime I'm moving too much.
I know this about you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's what I have to say about all this is why you don't need a relationship. You don't need one.
Sure. No, I don't, but I want one. I'm tired of fucking different people.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking the same person on and off for a while,
yeah.
And it was nice because I knew what he liked. He knew what I liked. It was great. He just was he was bad to me. And I would like someone who's good to me who knows what I want.
Yeah.
I want someone to fucking press on my butt when they fuck me. Just, you know.
To press on your butt? You can find that easy. I think anyone would do that.
Yeah, but like, I want someone to come back for seconds.
Yeah.
Like, it's depressing when you sleep with someone. You're like, ooh, I think I might like you. And then they're like, bye-bye. I don't want it.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that too. But I got to say, like, a lot of that can come from weird, so you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
can come from weird places and it's very hard to date someone and feel comfortable with someone like always for me,
mm-hmm.
and I feel I would like to hope that a lot of those guys aren't just trying to like fuck and then take off, but I'm sure that some of them
I feel like all of them are,
yeah.
And then even the ones that and then I feel like dudes do this weird thing where I can very much disconnect like
sex and like love. I can fuck someone that I don't love or even like.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I don't need you to. So like, I fucked this dude recently and then he like walked me to my car and then like hovered. And I was like, this is never going to go past this. And I know it. Mm-hmm. So why are we pretending? You're not, you don't have to like console me. I'm fucking fine.
But okay, so did he want more out of it, you think?
I don't know, but he like walked me in a car and was just like, hey, this was nice. Like just talking too much. And I was like, bye. And I had to like roll down my window because I was like, what are you saying? What is this? I'm done. I'm finished. You are out of me. I am going home.
But those see that some of the same. So you've done the same thing before in your life.
Yeah, but like I knew that he wasn't gonna call me.
Yeah.
So like, why are we pretending that you're gonna call me? Like, why are we pretending that it's gonna go past a one night stand?
Yeah. I don't know. I think people get in their heads. We're all weirdos, is the issue.
I guess so.
I'd slept with someone and it was like one time and then like didn't hang out with them again. And I felt very bad because I was in a bad place and I liked that person. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I would have dated that person. And I got hit with ghost. I got a ghost. She said, you kind of ghosted me. And I felt terrible about it forever.
You should. Yeah. Ghosting people's terrible.
Yeah.
Because I don't know you, so you can't hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
If some dude was just like, we date, or like, even if we fucked and then he was like, that was great, this is never going to happen again, I would laugh. I would laugh so hard and be like, great, I'm glad. I'm glad you said that.
I didn't even intentionally ghost. I just feel like I was like depressed at the time and I liked that person. And I feel like that there's so many factors. There's a billion factors that go into it. But also, you shouldn't want to date anyone. You should be single. You should just keep having, you're funny, you're young,
you
can do whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want consistent dick in my life. I want to wake up, roll over, and be like, let me have it. And I want him to go, okay, yes, please.
We were on an improv team together, like you said, and you definitely, I think, had the strongest sex drive of anyone.
I feel like I generally have the strongest sex drive just in general.
I think mine is like a blip above zero.
And so then, you don't need to have sex?
You know this. I was a late bloomer.
And
I was a late bloomer and I was always frustrated by it. I've always been frustrated by it. And then I think that like a lot of that stuff of like, oh, I like am kind of like putting my toe in the water or something. I think a lot of that comes from being like, oh, this has to be the perfect person. But this is something that I've been trying to like unlearn is like, oh, you can't, especially right away, you can't be expecting to like have the perfect or the ideal person or whatever.
I feel like we put people on pedestals too. Uh-huh. You're just like, I want this person to be perfect. Oh, this person came about. Oh, they're fucking perfect. And then they disappoint you. You're like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
So do you have better, do you do better online or in person, meeting women?
I don't know. I can text pretty well on them. I feel like when I can talk to someone. I can, but then like, I feel like over the course of time, there's a few different things I feel like in our world. One is that you're busy and have a weird like schedule always. And I feel like that has been the kind of a pain in the ass lately. And like, and then when I'm outside of that, I like to be alone. So that's, those are two big annoying things with
me. Why are you dating someone if you like to be alone?
I don't know. Cause I don't want to be alone forever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's like a double-edged sword. Cause I like being alone, but I don't want to be alone forever.
I don't want to be alone forever. I mean, that's kind of what's in my head. But I have wrestled with it where I'm like, oh, maybe I should not date anyone. Maybe I should just kind of, and I would be okay with that. You can always masturbate is the thing.
You can always masturbate, but I will say this. Mm-hmm. I like the pressure of someone on me and that you
we're
going
to get you a gravity blanket.
What the fuck is a gravity blanket?
It's like one of those blankets, like I think from like that they use like in space, that like is like
That's, oh no!
That weighs like they they weigh like 20 pounds or whatever.
So I could get a gravity blanket and then like a sex doll and then be like, "This is my boyfriend. This is great.
That works. Why not?" I mean, I feel like people. It's just so tricky, and I don't like dating around. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, and I feel like if it's I want it to be someone who I really like, and that's mm-hmm. what I've tried to figure out. So
it's very hard to find someone that you like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm truly on the men are trash train.
Yeah. Hey, get like, all aboard.
Women are
men
also
are pretty trash lately.
The worst.
Yeah.
Women are bad, but like I just men just be assaulting and stuff, and it's not it's awful.
Yeah.
But I that being said, I want a boyfriend. Like I want a man, I want mm-hmm. a big old dick, and I want to get railed every night. That's, like, what I want.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe I should just, like, hire prostitutes. But then I was like, sex is free.
Yeah.
It's a free thing that anybody can do.
Yeah.
So paying for it, it's not even a moral thing. It's just, like, a, well, I don't like paying for water as is. So, like, water's a necessity. We all need water.
Well, I was gonna say that's the thing. You said that you can't. I mean, I know that you can get laid easily.
Yes.
Which I think that I always found it difficult to
really?
Do that. I for a very very long time I thought it was very hard.
I feel like all anyone would have
when
to
I
do
was
is
when I was younger. Yes.
Is see you do a show and then you could have your pick of any of these.
No, that's
tricks.
Not really how you. I feel like.
Are you sure?
No, at least I never take. I mean, I also feel weird about. Stuff a lot like I don't want to feel like that like for like I feel like there's like friend boundaries and then like
okay
things with shows and stuff like that
yeah but yeah. If it's like a not friend just like a fan who sees a show and she's like oh my god you're so funny
I've never gone home with someone like that in my entire life
is it like purely on principle or because it's happened you've been hit on after shows
yeah I don't know. It's kind of strange, right? I don't know. Like,
it is.
It can be weird. Yeah.
And I do feel like a lot of the audience members are like younger.
Yes.
They're like, ugh, this like young person is feeling me.
And also, like, I feel like a lot of the times when it's someone who will do that, I'm like, this person seems strange.
Yeah.
You know that I'm right on that. Yeah.
Yep. There are a lot of weirdos who see shows, but I'm very thankful that they come out.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at my Tinder.
Okay.
And I want you to let me know what you think
of
it.
Wow, this is like, God, handing over your Tinder is like.
I am. Oh boy, I just got a message that says, and I've got a fat cock, so. But what does that mean? So what?
Is that in response to something in your profile?
You'll see.
All right, so, I think your first picture is great.
Thank you. Oh, also. If you want to see what Mitch is seeing, you can go to my Facebook fan page, and I have the pictures of my Tinder and Bumble profile up there. It is Nicole Byer Comedy, and it's on Facebook.com.
The second part in your profile makes me laugh because it says you're less than a mile away, which is right. You're in my hands, literally. That would be creepy if it said in your hand.
I love that you said, I'm less than a mile away. I am in your hands.
Can I say what's on here?
Yes, please.
It is in response. You said I got a fat ass. So if you're not into it, and then you have the wave goodbye hands, which is funny. I like that.
Thank
and then
you.
this second line is very like I like it. It's very sincere. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh.
That's good. Life is so long. 30 days in a month?
That's just, it's a very nice, honest thing, I feel like.
Thanks.
And then DTF down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. I like that a lot. One interest, your one interest is your show. That's your one interest?
I think it's because it's linked to my Facebook page.
I think all your pictures are great. And I think all your pictures are great. I think you look great in each one.
Thank you.
I put up pictures. I feel like that sometimes I don't like I need to change some of my pictures because I'm like this is like 5 years old. And I'm
can
like
I see your Tinder 50 profile?
No. What is this? Is this a trick? No
Come
way on earth.
Let me see your Tinder profile.
No,
is this a trick?
No
Mitch
way
has
on
said,
earth.
No, is this a trick? But pulled his phone out.
I'm not. I this is. Look, like you said,
you hate this? You don't have to show it to me. It's fine.
Are just my profile or what?
What? I'm not going to go through your messages.
Okay, hold on.
That's wild. That would be so inappropriate.
This is my picture.
Aww,
this is the best I'm going to give
you. You look cute. Show me another one.
But I feel like I'm fatter even.
Mitch literally won't let me hold his phone. You feel like you're fatter now?
Yeah, and then there's one that I put that like I was like, this is like a cute picture of me, probably like my last one.
Uh-huh.
But I'm too thin in it. I feel like I got to update with some fat photos, but I don't know if girls want.
You look great.
Yeah, thank you. You're
and
nice
I
to me.
And I think your first picture looks like you.
Yeah, and then my profile is nothing. I literally didn't fill out anything. It says film and television and then Upright Citizens Brigade under it.
Oh, get that out of there.
I know. I don't even know why that's in there. That's terrible.
Oh, probably because it's on your Facebook. Show me another picture. Show me that last one of you being adorable.
See, but you're going to say like, oh, you were thinner.
I think from that picture, you know you're a big boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, you're not lying to anybody.
Yeah. There's no doubt that I'm a big boy.
Yeah. There's no overhead shots of you, glamour shots of it.
Duck facing.
Yeah.
Right?
Duck lips and God, who are we? You know, the duck lips.
I know.
No wonder why we're the beaver hats. And I don't know.
We're not dating because we're 100 years old.
Very old people who like being alone.
I want to swipe on some people for you.
Please do.
Is this real? I can really swipe?
You absolutely can. And please describe them as you swipe.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. You got to push the little flame. You have
the
to
little
push.
Flame, yes.
Okay. This guy, I'm not going to.
Oh, gross. He can get out of here.
He looks like one of the okay. Elliot seems like a nice guy.
Okay. The guy that Mitch swiped no on had glasses and a hat, and he was on a hiking trail and looks like he just murdered somebody.
This guy also looks like he hikes, though. I don't know. The one with the sunglasses.
How old is he?
He's 23.
23, sunglasses. He's in a car with a friend.
Yeah. What do you think? Why not? This could be a fun one for you.
Sure. I'll get in a convertible.
It's a match. You match.
I match with everybody on Tinder.
You match. I feel like all these. All right. Rick is kind of. I guess it's just their first name. Who cares?
Yeah, it's fine. Rick.
He's a guy who works out. He's got a car.
Okay.
He looks like he might kill you.
No, Rick will definitely kill me.
Yeah, he might kill
Rick
you.
Rick literally has a menacing look into the camera. He's wearing a black tank top.
Uh-huh.
Don't ever swipe right on a man in a black tank top.
All right, we have a guy here, Armand.
Ooh, Armand.
He's got a picture with, what's her name, from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, I know Armand.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, I actually.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Yes, she's the president of SAG-AFTRA, and he, he's a part of SAG-AFTRA, in the elections or something.
Wait, really?
He was elected to something. Yeah, I know Armand.
Should I not swipe right?
No, swipe right. Let's see if we match.
No match yet.
Oh, wow.
Armand, what the fuck?
That, honestly, okay, so when you see people you know, do you swipe right on them?
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I don't really use it too much. Oh, God. All right, yes, the answer is yes. I do a lot of the time.
Whenever I see someone I know, I swipe right on them just to see
if they
swiped right on me.
Then that is a weird thing, because what if one of you like does genuinely like each other?
Then we can talk about it, and it's fine, because we're both adults.
That's true. Okay, that's fair.
I really subscribe to the school of, I'm an adult, I'm going to say what I mean what I say.
An email just popped up about your Amazon.com order of Perrier sparkling water. Fancy stuff, Nicole.
I'm a real bougie bitch. Also, my dog is a vegan. I get him vegan food.
Oh my God, what's happening?
Okay, here's the reason. It's because his dog food, whatever I was feeding him, it made him really itchy. And then the vet
was
like,
I've heard of this before. Yeah.
Yeah, the vet was like, it's something in the food. You could give him meat. Different meats to see how they affect him. And I was like, I don't have time for that. You're now a vegan. Or a vegetarian. He eats some animal byproducts.
He eats better than I do. I would eat.
He eats better than I do.
I'm going to sneak into your house. I'm going to dress up as your dog and sneak into your house.
Honestly, if you did that, it would be such a treat.
All right, Prince.
Yes, you swipe right on people named Prince.
Cuffing season is here and I'm still single as fuck.
Cuffing season makes no sense to me. Do you know what cuffing season is?
I mean, I think it's like the fall or winter.
Yes,
you,
it's
you
cold,
down,
so
you
like
down.
Get somebody to fuck until it's summer.
I feel like I've always, even like when I like didn't like couldn't date anyone and I was a failure. I feel like even in like the fall and winter time, I would do better. Because I'm like bear-like. Fair. And I feel like they're like, I'm going to like settle down for the winter with this guy. I'm going to get
warm with this man.
Exactly. I don't like the summer out here. This guy also says, let's hit the beach, which for me,
no,
I don't know if I would like that.
I don't want to hit the beach.
Yeah.
I'll go to the beach once or twice.
I think he's a good looking guy. The first picture of him is not great.
No.
But hold on.
Heavily filtered.
And then here's him. He's in the red there.
That's not that bad. He's not a bad looking guy. That's also like a filter. Too many filters means you're hiding something.
He's got abs on him.
No, I don't want that.
And he looks like he's in some sort of boy band.
Yeah, you got to swipe right on that. He and all his friends are in all white.
All right, he's getting swiped right. And then this guy is fun. I kind of want to swipe right on this guy right off the bat. He looks sad. Looks
so sad. Christopher has his head in his hand and just a giant frown. What does his profile say? I'm the saddest little boy in America.
Let's go to a cafe and talk, but not for too long because I get tired. I'm going to swipe right on this guy.
Please do. He's not a bad looking guy. So sad.
Nicole, what are your age filters on this? A 57-year-old man just popped up on this.
It goes from like 21 to 70. Oh, he looks like Kevin Bacon.
He does kind of look like Kevin Bacon. His last picture is a young pic of him. Okay, he's gone.
Did I match with that sad man?
Not yet, but
I'm so sad.
I feel like it's so tricky, though. I feel like sometimes
it is tricky. Sometimes you match with people later. Yeah. I really hope I match with him. Mm-hmm. All his pictures were so sad. I want to go to a cafe and talk, but not for long because I get tired. what a dream.
This guy's like, all right, have I swiped enough? Should I stop swiping on people?
Wait a minute. That man's picture is insane.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great one.
So this man has like a glamour shot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a picture of a picture.
Do you remember that show MTV's like Fear?
No.
I remember like they'd go into hospitals and they had like cameras on their necks.
No.
And like they would be like scared and they'd be running around like old abandoned hospitals.
That's
never mind. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Do you mean
but he looks like he has like one of those camera around the neck things strapped on.
Fear Factor?
No, it was like called like MTV's like Fear or MTV's Ghost. I don't know what the hell it was. It was bad.
Never ever heard of that.
There was that 1 second of silence. There was us handing the phone back to each other.
Yes, we're both little fatties, and we really had to rev up to lean forward. Do you? Okay, mm-hmm. So this has been a very good talk, but we have to take a break, Mitchie Poo.
Oh, okay, of course.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back. What a goddamn dream.
I'm very excited to be here. I think things work themselves out. I mean, you know what? I remember my dad said this to me. I think my sister was like, she brought me into it. My sister's like, we're losers. We're never going to have, like, we're our boyfriend and girlfriend.
Wait, how old is your sister?
She also said this a long time ago. My dad passed away 5 or so years ago, but this is probably like a decade or so ago that this happened. But my sister is like 3 years older than me. But she was like, and my dad was like, it all will happen in time when it's supposed to happen. And that's, I feel like that is true. And it's very tricky, and dating is very hard. And like you said, it's complicated and icky, and there's so many factors. It's not whether just you like someone or you don't like someone. It's whether you're ready for it. But you don't need that.
I know. I want it.
Yeah.
I have come to a point where I'm like, I'm a pretty complete person. Mm-hmm. I like who I am. I'm happy with the body I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I like what I see in the mirror. And I just want to compliment that. That's where I'm at right now.
Would you have dated me, Mike Mitchell, back when we first met on Harold Teams?
Yes, I would. You would have? I had a big crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh wee, that Mitch? I would gobble him up. But now I like know you too well.
Yeah. I was dating my ex-girlfriend at the time.
I feel like always like dating and not dating. Like you're in a constant hill and valley of relationships.
It's very hard for me to, it's hard for me. Yeah. It's hard for me to commit like to a lot. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of things that go through my head.
You got a lot of hangups. Mitch, would you date me?
I would definitely, but here's the issue is that we were friends and I can't like what, like how would that, like I would disappoint. I mean, this is how I feel a lot of the time. I feel like I would disappoint you in like numerous ways. You could say, one, I like to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm not good at fucking, as you say.
As I say, I think multiple people, many hundreds of thousands of people call sex fucking.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, as you say. I feel like.
Well, why do you think you're bad at fucking?
But then also our relationship would be changed forever.
You're right.
If we had sex, our relationship would have changed forever.
It would be very, very different.
Uh-huh.
And I don't buy into the whole, like, we could be friends. We could be friends after that.
Yeah. Because I consider you a friend. And then if that's, I mean, like, I'd still, it, but it would be different. It would be a different thing. It would be
very, very different.
Yeah,
it would very much change our dynamic. I don't think we could be as easy breezy as we are together.
Yeah.
But that's nice to know that you would date me. Do you really think you're bad at sex?
I'm not great at sex.
What do you mean? Has a girl ever been like, what was that?
No, probably because I'm like apologizing beforehand and then afterwards too.
You come and you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
That probably the last time I came, is I said I'm sorry.
Mitch, you gotta like enjoy. Do you enjoy sex or is that too real of a question?
Huh. Do I enjoy sex? I'll tell you what I like better than sex. Food.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, food beats sex. I mean, like, I feel like if it's like going, I feel like if I'm like feeling it and in the right mood, then it can hit. Like, I feel like I need to do like make changes so that sex is more enjoyable for me.
Sure.
And I feel like because like and I feel like also that's a big part of dating too is like feeling comfortable and stuff, and that can be tricky because like you said, it's a different world and environment now and stuff like that. And if like if you're having sex, that's like a can be a big commitment, but then also some people don't think it is. But like, but for one thing is for sure is that it's definitely a factor in a relationship.
Definitely. Yes.
And whether it, you know, you feel good
people
and
like
connect or whatever.
Fuck.
And if the parts all fit or whatever, I feel like, but like, that's just a gross way to say it, but
what? No, that's not gross. That's fit, true. The parts have to fit.
Yeah. And
also another reason I don't think we could date is I think we would, I had this same thought with Jacob Waisaki.
Mm-hmm.
We would eat ourselves to death because neither of us would be ashamed that we're like, I'm going to eat all of this right now. I'd be like, oh, great, good. I'm going to eat this right now. And we would just sit and eat and play with your cats and die.
With my ex, it was like, it would be like on Friday or something, a Friday night. And I'd be like, let's stay in and order Domino's, like a ton of Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would happily eat Domino's.
Uh-huh.
Like all night and like watch movies or play video games. And that to me, like, yeah, that's scary. And like, yeah, I know. Yeah. But also like, it's that funny thing of like, do you want to be with someone who wouldn't do that? Because
exactly.
then that sucks.
Because then if I'm like, let's order a bunch of Domino's and be nasty together. And if they're like, actually, let's like go for a walk. I'd be like, oh, no, that's the opposite of what I want to do.
I feel like you get to be with someone who then on like a Sunday afternoon or something is like, let's just go for a walk around the block or something.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That would be fine. I could date someone who'd be like, great, I'll be a little fatty with you.
Yeah.
And then like,
that's what
Sunday
I need.
Sunday or like Saturday be like, hey, we were very fat last night.
Yeah.
We have to do something not fat.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like
and we could be fat again tomorrow.
Yes. But that was the issue is that I would be fat every. You're right. Maybe we would eat. We
We would eat each other to death. Because there is no way I'm ever going to go, all right, Mitch, we ate $200 worth of Domino's last night. Let's take a walk today. I would be like, do you want to like double that order? I don't know. You and I did a fucking chicken nugget power hour.
That is true.
You, me, and Gabrus and Weiger just munching away on lukewarm chicken nuggets.
Yes. How many? Because Gabrus ended up eating more than...
He ate 62 or 63.
He ate 62 or 63. And I tapped out right close to 50, I believe.
Yeah, like 47 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 47, 48.
Weiger tapped out at like 30 or 20
I think
something.
He was like maybe even like 20. He was like,
I tapped out at 15. I was so disappointed in myself.
Yeah, what the fuck happened?
I know. I think what had happened was I had not eaten McDonald's in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't eaten any fast food besides Shake Shack and In-N-Out in like 2-3 years.
Okay.
And I think that just like the grease, the McDonald's grease was like just like a block in my stomach. And I was like, oh, I can't do it. I was so disappointed in myself.
I'm saying this like I'm disappointed in you, but also like, that's good. It should have, like you should have slowed down. You shouldn't have had more than 15. That's perfect.
Yeah, but ooh wee. I used to love McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Of course. I also
used to love, my favorite meal at McDonald's is a double quarter pounder, no pickles, no onions, no mustard.
Oh, come on. Leave it all on.
No, I don't like any of that shit.
All right,
I don't want to eat a burger where like the bun is soft, the meat's juicy, and then the crunch of a pickle. Like, that's disconcerting. It's like, what is this foreign object in my burger? I hate pickles. They're so fucking gross.
I like pickles.
Ugh. And then you can't even take them off a burger because your burger is tainted with pickle juice.
Oh my, you hate pickles?
Pickles are fucking disgusting. Mm. Pickles are just old cucumbers. Maybe we're working up
between us. There could be other reasons.
Do you love pickles?
If you were like, every time we got something with pickles on it, you're like, I don't want pickles on it, I'd be like, this sucks.
Why?
I don't want a pickle lady.
You could eat my pickles.
All right. That's fair.
I would say, I don't want the pickles. Can you put them
on
separate
half? Yeah.
So he can eat those pickles?
I mean, what is this scenario? We're like sharing like a big sandwich or something? I don't know what the fuck this is anyways.
Hi. We're very big and we would like the biggest sandwich you have. Oh, we're going to eat it all night long and then try to have sex but be too full.
Yes. That's another thing too, being full. Here's my question to you. Would you date someone that was like, because in my mind, like someone who's like vegan or like has like a very different diet from me. I've thought about that before too.
I don't think I could date a vegan.
Yeah.
I was a vegan for a hot second. And
Damn, that's crazy.
For like a month. It was bad. Actually, I've been a vegan twice in my life. I was a vegan in high school. No, sorry, vegetarian, because I drank strawberry milkshakes and ate French fries. And my parents fucking let me do that. And I was like, thinking back, I'm like, you guys wanted me to be fat. Like, you wanted this life for me. But that was...
It was different back then. People didn't know as much.
I guess.
Also, you know what? It's just hard. Sometimes you just got to give a kid fucking McDonald's. It's hard.
Yeah.
And now that's, like, looked down upon, like, very much so.
Yeah, they're like, why can't you cook your child a full meal? And it's like, I don't know. I work fucking 72 hours a week because... The minimum wage won't go up and there's no middle class.
Yeah. And I don't want a kid. I mean, that's another thing too.
Do you not want kids?
I don't know if I want one. I don't know. I would maybe have one day, but I don't want one now. That's for sure.
I don't want kids at all.
Yeah.
And people keep saying, Nicole, when you get older, it's going to change. But I don't. The only thing that might change is if I hit 50.
Yeah.
55-ish and I don't have a husband. I'm going to go to like some orphanage and find the gayest kid there, adopt him, and then he'll be my travel companion and we'll be fabulous together.
By the way, I don't know if you could just go to an orphanage and ask for
the gayest kid
available. For the gayest kid in the orphanage.
I'm sorry. Which kid is doing the most? I want that one.
You can always
politically correct. I can't just ask for the gay kid.
Hey, you're the one who said it's a scary
Give
world
me
out
the
there.
Gay orphan, please. One gay orphan. I guess I can't do that. That would be wild. But that's honestly what I want. Just like a fabulous little boy just to travel with me. And I don't want to like put him in school because I feel like the other children will taint him.
Yeah.
I'll teach him what he needs to know.
A homeschooled kid?
I'll teach him everything he needs to
know. I know very normal homeschool people, but...
Do you? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be normal. I want him to be so fabulous that people are like, he's transcendent.
Well, you can. See, that's how I feel. I can adopt a child.
I think it's hard to,
but I don't know. Yeah.
Like, I would like a companion.
Yeah.
And my aunt adopted a kid, more or less. I don't know if she wanted a companion, but she was like, I don't know. I have my dogs. I think I want a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you literally adopted this kid because you wanted a companion. Like, I don't think you wanted to ever be a mom. I think you just wanted a friend.
Yeah.
And you grow a friend. And you train that friend to be exactly what you want.
You're still young enough that you're fine.
Yeah. I don't think my eggs are nasty yet. Yeah. But I mean, I don't really care. I don't think
your eggs are nasty yet.
Yeah, your eggs get nasty and bad and you can't have no babies. I don't want to pass a baby through me. Like, I'm not trying.
I was a C-section baby.
I think I was also a C-section baby.
Yeah, there's no way this head is coming out of...
You do have a big head.
I have a giant head.
Have you always had a big head?
I think so. I think that's part of the reason why I was a C-section baby.
Fair.
The doctor was like, we need to get this thing out another way.
Ooh, there is no way that baby's going to come out of your puss. He's going to tear your pussy up. I would love a doctor to say that to a woman. Ooh, wait, this baby's going to tear your pussy up. We got to figure something else out.
What hospital was my mom at this point?
I don't know. Hospital where Eddie Murphy played all of the parts. He was the nurse. He was the doctor. He was the anesthesiologist.
And then he's the baby that comes out of the vagina at the end.
Well, if Birthday Boys comes back to IFC, I think we know
we're gonna do the sketch where you see a baby's head come out of a vagina.
That's Eddie Murphy.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Oh boy,
his return to comedy.
He's doing a Birthday Boy sketch, a Birthday Boys revival on IFC.
Is it? It probably won't happen. But
are the Birthday Boys still birthdaying?
I'm sure we would still do stuff together, but we're not an active sketch group.
Fair. It's tough.
We've hung up our
sketch comedy wig.
Our wigs. We've hung up our wigs.
If you're listening and don't know who the Birthday Boys are, they're a very funny sketch group at UCB. And they have shit on YouTube. And are you guys on Netflix? Is the Birthday Boys on
Netflix? Yeah, it's on Netflix now.
You can watch it on Netflix. I would love it if you watch it because I get those 49-cent residual checks for my little part on the first and second season.
Which actually, I feel like it's probably a pain in the ass for you now to like those checks.
No, I love them.
Okay, all right, good.
I love checks. Yeah. I love money. I love money.
That's another... Hey, dating someone, that's a fucking...
It's expensive.
It's expensive.
Dating someone is so expensive.
Don't do it. Don't do this.
Don't do it. I want steady dick. I always, do you pay for everything or do you go Dutch?
I pay for everything.
Really? Yep. Why?
I don't know. I kind of insist on it.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't.
No?
No.
I always, I feel, I
don't.
I don't know. I feel, yeah.
I think it's nice to offer. You can go, I could pay. But if she goes, oh no, I can pay half. Let her pay half.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a women are equal type of deal. It's just like, why waste your money on something? One, two, if you end up together, everything is 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good point.
Her money's your money when you're actually together. So like in the whole courting stage, why do you have to pay for everything 100?
Yeah, is it an old fashioned thing that I'm doing? That's
it's
like
a
the gentleman
super
should pay.
Old fashioned thing, and it's honestly like on the first and second date. Like if you open a door for me, then I'm like, oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. But then it's just like if you stop opening doors for me, like that's also fine.
Yeah.
But as long as like you respect me and you're courteous to me as a person, that's what I appreciate more.
I'm gonna provide the dinner. I'm gonna provide the ride. I'm gonna provide the condoms.
Honestly, I never
like,
you never have condoms.
I never expect them to have condoms for me.
Well, that is yes.
Yeah, I know. I was joking.
Always
yeah.
have a condom, but I always slap out my female condom and suck it in my puss. Just shake it out, put it right in. I go, all right.
Time to go.
Time to get it in.
Condoms are bad. You know, hey, that's a plus side maybe for dating someone.
What? condoms?
You don't have to use condoms. You can, you're a little more safe, or do you always use them? I don't know.
I don't use condoms if I'm like dating somebody. Yeah. Because condoms are, they're terrible.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're very gross.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them.
They are gross. They're gross.
Yeah,
they're...
you're putting a fucking balloon on your dick and then putting it inside a person. They're so gross.
Yeah.
But if you're having one night stands and you're bipping and bopping around town, you should always wear a condom.
If you're bipping and bopping, let that be the note that we... If you're bipping, if you have to sum this up this episode, if you're bipping bop, put the little balloon on your dick.
If you're bipping and bopping around town, make sure you put that balloon on your dick. I think, yes, if you're bipping and bopping, you gotta.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. But they suck. They're bad. But also, I don't know. I'm just like, what? Tonight, what, if I want to go home and like play video games or something. Uh-huh. I feel like when I'm dating, now I'm just going to sound like a child, I guess. But I can't, sometimes you can't do exactly what you want to do.
Yes.
And I like that freedom. And you should love that freedom. It's great.
Why are you trying to get me on the train of trying to be alone forever?
I don't know. Yeah. And also, why am I, because there's this podcast.
I'm literally trying to figure out, okay, hey, Mitch, why do you think I'm single? Be honest. Yeah, put that drink down and tell me.
Why do I think you're single?
Yeah, be as brutally honest as you can be.
Because I don't think that you want to settle for anybody, one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't want to settle for anybody, which I think is good. I think a lot of people don't want to settle for someone, but then it can get tricky because, like I said, then maybe your expectations are too high or whatever. I think that you're wild. And I think that for... nerdier guys like me, they might be intimidated by that. So I think that some guys are intimidated by you.
Maybe. I tried dating one of your fucking friends and he wasn't having it.
Yeah.
Man.
He was probably intimidated by you.
He was like, oh, golly gee whiz, I can't. And I was like, fuck. I really wanted him to come on this podcast specifically because...
Get him on.
He won't do
it. I'm not
going
to say his name. I know who it is.
Yeah. No one's going to say his name. But we had a fight in an Uber that I would love to hear his side of.
Mm.
Because my side of it is, we took an Uber to my house. He was like, we'll share an Uber. We'll go to your house and then I'll take it to my house. In my brain, I was like, oh yeah, one stop, my place.
Yeah.
And then we get to my place and then I was like, come on. He was like, no. And I was like, come on. No. And I was like, why won't you fuck me? And I would love to know what was going through his mind then, but he won't come on the podcast, so I'll never know.
Hey, careful, we live in dangerous times. Like you said, don't be yelling at this guy, come inside and fuck me. Jesus Christ.
I know.
But also, you guys kind of had like a relationship, I thought, right?
No.
Like,
no? No.
You guys hooked up though, right?
No.
Really?
No.
This is breaking news to me.
I didn't tell you we hooked up.
I thought you guys had hooked up. I just thought you
had
hooked up.
He said we hooked up. I hope he says we hooked up.
This is surprising. I
wonder if we're talking
up.
About the same person.
We had 100% talking about the same person.
I feel like we are. No, yeah. We didn't. We kissed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We made out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, ooh, wee, baby, let's get that done. And then he was like, you move too fast. And then I was like, yeah, I want to move fast on your dick.
Oh my God.
And he was like, stop it, make it stop.
Now I'm gonna write the person's name down and so you can see if we're talking about the same person.
No, that's not who. No.
You hooked up with that person?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, I thought so. All right, then put it down
not
in
even.
Here.
We made out. We can just wait till the podcast is over.
But I want to know on air, it's fun. I want to know right now.
I will literally tell you in 6 seconds because we're wrapping it up.
Okay, all right, fine.
Okay, do you have anything you want to plug?
Which you should do too if you're bipping and bopping.
If you're bipping and bopping, you got to wrap it up with that balloon. Mitch, do you have anything you want to promote?
No, I mean, Love is on Netflix.
Yes.
Birthday Boys is on Netflix.
Yes.
Any upcoming active projects I have? Doughboys. Check out Doughboys, which, by the way,
is great.
That's why we were eating. That's why we were having a chicken McNugget eating contest.
Oh, yes. It wasn't just me and my friends having a chicken nugget power hour. We were doing it for a podcast called Doughboys, which is very funny. It's on a rival podcasting network.
Oh, it's not that big of a problem. We don't. All right, fine. That's how it's going to be.
Doughboys is great. Him, Mitch and Nick Weiger. Mitch and Nick Weiger host it. It's very fun. I get to do it sometimes. This has been my podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? And if you like it, please subscribe and rate it. And if you rate it, you can write a comment. And if you comment hitting on me, I will read it during a podcast. So if you hit on me and you go, ooh, girl, I know you got feet. Take a picture of them toes.
Wait, that's your go-to hitting on you? What the fuck?
I'm trying to think because I want them to be like nasty and fun.
How about like you look cute? Oh, you want nasty ones?
Yeah, you do one. Usually I read them, but I don't have any good ones of recent. Come on, say something nasty to me.
Hey, Nicole, you look cute in that pic. That's probably what I would
No,
say.
Mitch, say something really nasty.
Okay. I want to put icing on that ass. Why did I think I just. I also was in doing an impression of you, basically.
The best part was, like, your face, like, you gave up midway through. It was very funny. I want to put frosting on that ass. So please, something like that. You're perfect, Mitch, and I love you so much.
I love
Thank you,
too. You. Of course.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.